From KQED News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. It's a bittersweet Friday for sports at Cal. University officials announced today that three varsity sports teams that they had planned to kill would be saved after all. That's after a group of private donors, alumni, and fans raised $13 million to restore the men's rugby, women's lacrosse, and women's gymnastics teams. But at the same time, the university said it was going ahead with plans to end its baseball and men's gymnastics programs. The news has triggered mixed emotions across campus and throughout the Cal alumni community. Here's baseball coach David Esker.
You know, you heard a lot of things and a lot of rumors out there, but never did you expect that it would come to this. And quite honestly, we were led to believe all or none. That's what we were told. That was our goal. Our supporters and our leadership group, they were not out to save just Cal baseball. They were out to save all five sports.
Teresa Sherry is the head coach of the women's lacrosse team, one of the teams that was saved. The squad is playing its first game of the season today. Now, you were told this fall that your program would be cut, and then you learned today it won't be. And in the meantime, you've had to lead your team through this. What's that been like for you?
The initial reaction in the fall was devastation. And then our players kind of had to move on, especially our younger ones, to explore different options, you know, if they wanted to transfer. And it was a very tough decision. It was very tough to focus in school. A lot of them were taking visits for weekends and therefore missing Fridays of class just so that they could visit other campuses. And, you know, it's a tough thing to find a place that matches Cal academically and athletically.
And in addition to the players on your team now, you had recruited players who would have been incoming freshmen in the fall. But then when it looked like the team would be cut, you released those players. What happened to them?
Yeah, we were told to release our verbal commitments in the fall, and the lacrosse signing period for the National Letter of Intent is the second weekend in November. So we had basically a month to help these girls visit new schools, kind of switch gears emotionally, and I think we did a pretty good job, and it was what I believe, was partially our responsibility to do. So therefore, now with our reinstatement, all of those girls have found new places such as Brown, Ohio State, Oregon, USC, to name a few.
And these cuts to the sports teams were originally proposed after a lot of debate about why the athletic department was getting millions of dollars in funding as there were staff layoffs and tuition increases. As a coach, I wonder, do you think that's been a useful debate for the school?
I think it's hurt the morale on campus. It's a battling between the academic and athletic communities. And the tough thing is that it's not all professors and academic personnel who feel that athletics should not have subsidy. And I think it's been a troubling discussion or debate this entire year. Our kids actually have sat in a number of classes where discussions are led about it, and they're kind of the minority in a class. They would sometimes feel a little bit attacked, you know, as athletes.
Cal officials said today that Title IX was always a factor as they weighed up which programs to cut. And Title IX is the federal law that requires gender equity. Is there a danger, do you think, that women's sports will be blamed or scapegoated in any way or even resented as the men's teams were cut?
Yeah, I'm sure that there will be some resentment and misplaced blame. But I think that it's really not the female student athletes here that caused all of these troubles to arise. It troubles me when a Title IX is attacked because the spirit of it is very positive, and in a lot of ways it has helped catch women up in college athletics and give opportunities. I think there actually still is a long ways to go, but with it being such a money game and men's programs having existed for so much longer, I can see how it's very hard to swallow when your sport is cut or not funded as well. So I think maybe there's a little bit of an issue with the way Title IX is enforced, but it's sad when that gets attacked as the reason.
Thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck in your game tonight.
Thank you very much.
Teresa Sherry is the head coach of the women's lacrosse team, one of the three Cal teams that officials announced today would be restored. They're playing their first game of the season tonight against number 10-ranked Notre Dame. I'm Kelly Wilkinson. More news online at kqednews.org.